Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The third baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Kirkland. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp takes first base on ball four. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-0 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball towards center. Mays catches it and throws to first to double up Thomas. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Gurnett, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame misplays the ball. That's an error on Blasingame. Gurnett moves to second. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Santo reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer pinch runs for Ron Santo. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Blasingame covering, for the out. Zimmer moves to third. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill pinch hits for LTAP. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-3 in the game. Will takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Stu Miller. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-4 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Bud Byerly now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zimmer for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Will reaches second base with a double. Altman moves to third. George's Miranda now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zimmer. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Miranda covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. George's Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 5 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0 for 1 in the game. Elston strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Will takes first base on ball 4. Danny Murphy pinch runs for Bob Will. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play.